Welcome back to Upfront Trading's podcast. Today we're going on a journey, well, a guide, I guess, to explore retirement planning strategies, the ones that maximize your long-term financial growth.
Okay.
We'll be looking at different types of retirement accounts,
mm-hmm.
you know, their tax benefits, the risks, and of course, we can't forget Social Security.
It's funny, so many people think about retirement planning like it's something you do when you're close to retiring.
Yeah.
But the truth is that starting early
right.
is one of the most powerful things you can do.
Yeah, it's like planting a seed, watching it grow over time, right?
Exactly.
It's all about those early contributions and compound interest.
Yeah.
But how much should someone really be aiming to save?
Mm.
Like, what are the factors? What comes into play when we're trying to make a solid retirement plan?
Well, that's where things get really interesting.
Okay.
One of the first things is, what kind of retirement income are you looking for? Yeah. Many financial advisors say aim for 70 to 80% of your pre-retirement income.
Okay.
That's a pretty good starting point.
Gotcha.
Then you need to consider when you're planning to retire.
Right.
So the earlier you want to retire, well, the more you're going to need to save.
Okay, that makes sense. And I'm guessing how long you think you're going to live also plays a role.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The longer you expect to live,
right.
the more you're going to need to cover those years.
Yeah.
And let's not forget inflation.
Inflation.
Yeah. On average, 2 to 3% per year, that can really eat away at your savings.
Yeah.
So it's super important to factor that in.
It's always lurking.
Always.
So with all this in mind,
yeah.
are there specific accounts that can help us fight back against these challenges and build a secure future?
Absolutely.
Okay.
There's all kinds of retirement accounts out there.
Yeah.
And each one has its own advantages and things to think about.
Okay.
Let's start with the 401k, you know, the classic employer-sponsored plan.
Yep.
The great thing about a 401k is the potential for employer matching.
Oh, so free money.
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm already interested. Tell me more.
They're adding money to your retirement.
I like that.
Plus, contributions are made with pre-tax dollars.
Okay.
So you reduce your taxable income right now.
Gotcha.
And the limits are pretty generous.
Okay.
For 2023, it's $22,500. And there's an extra $7,500 catch-up contribution
right.
for those 50 and over.
Wow. Those are some serious perks. You know me.
Yeah.
I like to look at all sides of things.
Sure.
Are there any downsides? Anything we should watch out for with a 401k?
Of course. There are always things to consider. One thing is withdrawing early from a 401k, so before you're 59 and a half,
right.
well, that could mean a 10% penalty.
Oh.
Plus, you got to pay income taxes on those withdrawals.
Okay.
And then there are those required minimum distributions,
right.
RMDs. They kick in at age 73.
Yeah.
So the government says, hey, you got to start withdrawing a certain amount each year.
Okay, I see. So what about those of us who don't have a 401k? Through our employer.
Right.
What options are there?
Well, there's the traditional IRA.
Okay.
Individual retirement account.
Gotcha.
This lets individuals save for retirement with tax-deferred growth.
Okay.
And depending on your income and whether you or your spouse are covered by a plan at work,
uh-huh.
contributions might even be tax-deductible.
So some potential tax benefits there, too. What's the catch with this one?
Just like the 401k, there are rules about when you can take money out.
Okay.
If you access those funds before 59 and a half,
right.
you could be hit with that 10% penalty and you got to pay taxes on what you withdraw. And yeah, those RMDs we talked about, those apply to traditional IRAs too, starting at 73.
Okay. So are there any accounts that don't have those penalties for early withdrawal or those RMDs?
Actually, yes.
Okay.
The Roth IRA.
Okay.
This one's a bit of a game changer because withdrawals in retirement are totally tax-free and no RMDs during your lifetime.
Wait, tax-free withdrawals in retirement?
Yes.
That sounds almost too good to be true. What's the trade-off?
Well, contributions to a Roth IRA are made with after-tax dollars.
Okay.
Meaning you don't get that upfront deduction.
Okay, yeah.
Like you do with the traditional IRA.
Right.
And there are income limits that might affect your eligibility to contribute.
Gotcha.
But if you qualify, it's a great option for long-term tax-free growth.
This is fascinating. So we've got the 401k, the traditional IRA,
yep.
and the Roth IRA.
Sure.
Are there any other players in this retirement account world that we should know about?
Oh, absolutely. For self-employed folks and small business owners,
yeah.
we have the SEP IRA.
Okay.
This one has some really high contribution limits.
Okay.
For 2023, you can contribute the lesser of 25% of your net earnings or a whopping $66,000.
Whoa, $66,000.
It's a lot.
That is substantial.
Yeah.
But are there any downsides or things to keep in mind with the SEP IRA?
One thing to note is that only employers can contribute.
Oh.
So if you're a freelancer or a solopreneur, it's fantastic.
Right.
But it's not designed for businesses with employees.
That makes sense. So what about those self-employed people who are flying solo, no employees?
Yep.
Are there any plans specifically for them?
Absolutely.
Okay.
There's the solo 401k.
Okay.
It's like a supercharged 401k just for the self-employed.
Okay.
You wear two hats. You're both the employer and the employee.
Interesting.
This means you can contribute up to $22,500 as the employee.
Gotcha.
And then an additional amount as the employer.
Okay.
Reaching a combined limit of $66,000 in 2023.
Wow.
And just like a traditional 401k, if you're 50 or older, you can add an extra $7,500 as a catch-up contribution.
Okay. So the solo 401k really lets you max out those contributions.
Yeah.
With great power comes, well, maybe some complications.
Yeah, there's a bit more responsibility administratively compared to, say, a SEP IRA. You'll need to file Form 5500 annually once your plan exceeds $250,000.
Okay.
And the same withdrawal rules apply as with traditional 401ks. Early withdrawals could mean penalties and taxes.
Right. So it sounds like there's always a bit of a balancing act when choosing the right plan. We've explored some great options tailored to different situations.
Mm-hmm.
But what about an account that combines employer matching and tax-free withdrawals?
Oh.
Is that even possible?
It is. That's where the Roth 401k comes in.
Okay.
It's like the dynamic duo of retirement savings.
Okay.
You get that potential for employer matching, just like a traditional 401k.
Right.
But the earnings and contributions grow tax-free,
uh-huh.
and qualified withdrawals are also tax-free. Just like a Roth IRA.
Whoa, this is getting really interesting. Sounds like the Roth 401k could be the ultimate retirement savings tool. Are there any catches?
Well, some employers do offer matching.
Right.
But keep in mind, those matches are typically pre-tax.
I guess.
They'll be taxed when you withdraw them in retirement.
Okay.
And while contributions can be taken out tax-free at any time,
Okay. Earnings
can only be withdrawn tax-free after you're 59 and a half.
Rush.
And have had the account for at least 5 years.
Ah, so always a trade-off.
Right.
But hey, who can complain about tax-free withdrawals in retirement? Now, I know we've covered a lot already.
Yeah.
But I'm curious about options specifically for small businesses.
Sure.
Is there a retirement plan that's especially good for them?
Absolutely. There's the Simple IRA.
Okay.
That's Savings Incentive Match Plan for Employees IRA.
Gotcha.
It's designed for small businesses with 100 employees or less.
Okay.
It's way easier and less expensive to set up and manage compared to some of the other plans we've talked about.
Makes sense.
Plus, employers have to either match employee contributions up to 3% of compensation.
Okay.
Or make a 2% non-elective contribution for each eligible employee.
So it's called Simple for a reason. But what about contribution limits for Simple IRAs?
Right.
Are they comparable to the other plans?
Well, that's where things get a little less simple.
Okay.
The limits are lower compared to plans like the 401k or SEP IRA.
Gotcha.
In 2023, employees can put in up to $15,500 with an additional $3,500 catch-up contribution for those 50 and over.
Right. So it's always a bit of a balancing act when choosing the right plan.
Definitely.
We've spent a good chunk of time on these different retirement accounts.
Yeah.
But I'm curious about some actionable strategies.
Okay.
You know, things we can do right now to boost our savings and maximize that long-term growth we were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
What tips do you have?
That's a great question, and I'm glad you asked. There are some really effective strategies you can put into practice right away.
Yeah.
One of the most powerful, I think, is automation.
Automation.
Yes.
Classic personal finance code.
Exactly.
It's like set it and forget it, right?
Exactly. Setting up automatic contributions, make sure you're consistently saving.
Right.
Harnessing the power of compound interest.
Okay. What else can we do to supercharge those savings?
Diversification. Okay.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Right, right.
Invest in a mix of stocks, bonds, other assets to spread risk and soften the blow of market ups and downs.
Gotcha.
And speaking of saving money, don't forget about fees.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Watch the fees charged by your provider, your funds, your advisor.
Yeah, yeah.
Every dollar you save in fees is another dollar working for you in retirement.
Okay. Automation, diversification, fee awareness. These are all great tips.
Yeah.
But what about those common obstacles?
Right.
The things that can really derail even the best plans. Debt, you know, unexpected expenses, the fear of not having enough saved.
Those are all valid concerns, and it's so important to address them head on. Make a plan to pay off any high interest debt fast. Build an emergency fund to handle those unexpected things life throws at you.
Yeah.
And don't forget to factor in inflation when calculating your savings needs.
All solid points. It's easy to get overwhelmed with all the details of retirement plan.
But you've really broken it down into manageable steps.
Exactly. And remember, there are resources out there to help you.
Oh, yeah.
Retirement calculators are great for estimating your needs, tracking progress, making adjustments as you go. They can really help you see your goals.
Yeah. Tools and resources can definitely be game changers when it comes to financial planning.
For sure. And speaking of resources, have you heard about Upfront Trading's retirement AI chatbot?
Of course.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic way to get personalized guidance. Our listeners should definitely check it out if they're looking for more support.
Yeah, it's a great way to get answers to your specific questions and really tailor your plan to you.
So we've covered a lot in this look at retirement planning strategies. We've talked about different accounts, tax benefits, potential risks, even some actionable steps. What would you say are the most important takeaways so far?
Well, I think the first key takeaway is that retirement planning isn't just a luxury. It's important for everyone, regardless of age or income. Second, starting early and understanding the different account types, that's crucial for maximizing your savings and minimizing taxes in the future.
Okay.
And finally, don't be afraid to use the resources out there, like the Upfront Trading Retirement AI chatbot.
Right.
To get some personalized guidance and navigate this whole journey with confidence.
I think that's a fantastic summary. So before we move on to part two, I'd like to leave our listeners with a thought-provoking question.
Okay.
Now that you've had a taste of the strategies, what's your next step towards a fulfilling retirement?
Good question.
Remember, Upfront Trading is here to support you every step of the way.
That's a great question to think about. We'll be back with more insights and advice in part two. Until then, keep those savings goals high, and we'll see you soon.
Absolutely.
Welcome back to Upfront Trading's podcast. We just finished talking about all those different retirement accounts.
Right.
But in this part of our guide, let's dig a little deeper into those, you know, tax benefits and risks.
Yes. I think that would be super helpful.
Okay.
I know we talked about some tax benefits, but could you maybe break that down a bit further?
Sure.
Like, how do those actually work for someone planning for retirement?
Absolutely. So with certain accounts, like a traditional 401k or a traditional IRA, when you contribute, you're actually reducing your taxable income for the year.
Okay.
This can mean immediate tax savings.
Oh, nice.
Which is a big perk.
So it's kind of like a little reward from the government for being responsible and saving for the future, right?
Exactly. And then the money in these accounts, it grows tax deferred.
Okay.
So you don't pay taxes on those earnings until you withdraw them later in retirement.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. But what about the Roth IRA and the Roth 401k?
Right.
I know those use after tax dollars. So how do the tax benefits work there?
Great question. With Roth accounts, you don't get that upfront tax deduction.
Right.
Like you do with traditional accounts. But the magic happens later in retirement.
Ooh, tell me more.
When you take qualified withdrawals from a Roth IRA or Roth 401k in retirement, those withdrawals are completely tax-free.
Wow.
You already paid taxes on the contributions.
Right.
So Uncle Sam doesn't get to take another bite when you take the money out.
Wow. Tax-free income in retirement. That sounds amazing.
It is.
But are there any like income restrictions or anything like that we should know about with Roth accounts?
You always ask the best questions.
Well, I try.
Yes, there are income limits for Roth IRAs. So if your income is above a certain amount, your ability to contribute is phased out. But for Roth 401k, no income restrictions.
Okay.
Anyone who has a 401k through work can choose the Roth option if it's offered.
That's really good to know, especially for people who might be worried about hitting those income limits.
Yeah.
Now, I think it's time to maybe talk about the other side of the coin, so to speak.
Okay.
The potential risks that come with these retirement accounts. What are some things we need to be mindful of?
Well, one of the big ones, especially with traditional accounts, is the uncertainty of future tax rates. You know, if tax rates go up in the future, you could end up paying more taxes on your withdrawals than you thought you would.
So it's kind of a gamble in a way. We're betting on what future tax policy will be.
Yeah, in a sense.
Okay.
And it's good to remember those penalties for early withdrawals we talked about.
Right, right.
You really want to avoid tapping into your retirement savings before 59 and a half.
Yeah.
Unless it's a real qualified hardship, those penalties can really hurt.
Absolutely. Retirement savings are for retirement, not for a sudden vacation or a fancy new car.
Exactly. And while we want those funds to grow, we also need to think about market fluctuations
right.
and the possibility of losing money. Nothing is completely risk-free.
That's a good point. There's always some level of risk when it comes to investing. How can we best protect ourselves,
yeah.
especially when it comes to something as important as retirement?
Diversification is key.
Okay.
We talked about this before.
Right.
But it's worth repeating. Spread your investments across different things.
Mm-hmm.
Stocks, bonds, real estate, commodities.
Okay.
By diversifying, you're reducing the impact mm-hmm. if any single investment does poorly. It's about not putting all your eggs in one basket.
Diversification, the golden rule of investing, right?
Absolutely. Helps you weather those market storms.
Yeah.
And while we're talking about things that can affect your savings, let's not forget about inflation.
Right, right.
I mentioned it before, but it also poses a risk to your investments over the long term.
Right. Inflation's always there, slowly eating away at our money's value over time. How can we fight back against that and make sure our savings keep up?
One strategy is investing in assets that tend to outpace inflation historically.
Okay.
Stocks, for example, are often considered a good hedge against inflation. But you got to do your research, understand the risks and rewards of different asset classes.
It's about making those smart choices, right?
Exactly.
And understanding what might happen.
And remember, investing isn't a set it and forget it thing.
Right. You need to check in on your strategy now and then.
Okay.
Make adjustments. This helps make sure your portfolio keeps up with inflation and changes in the market.
So even if we're like decades away from retirement,
yeah.
we should still be paying attention to our investments, making sure things are on track.
Absolutely. Your situation, your goals might change over time.
Yeah, yeah.
Your investment strategy should reflect that.
Yeah.
And as you get closer to retirement, you'll probably want to shift to be more conservative to
yeah.
protect your savings.
Right.
It's all about finding that balance between growth and preservation.
Great advice. Now, before we move on, I want to touch on Social Security.
Okay.
We haven't talked much about it yet, but I think it's a big part of retirement planning for a lot of people.
Right.
What are your thoughts on its role?
You're right. Social Security is a crucial part of the plan.
Yeah.
But it's important to understand what it is and what it's not.
Okay.
It's designed as a safety net, basically, in retirement.
Okay.
Not to replace your entire pre-retirement income.
So it's more like a supplement.
Yeah.
Rather than our main source of income.
Exactly. Just relying on Social Security could mean a big drop in your living standards during retirement.
Right.
It's valuable.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be the only thing you depend on.
Okay. That's a good reality check. So how can we factor it into our planning effectively, make sure we're using it wisely?
Well, the first step is understanding your estimated benefits.
Okay.
You can actually go online, create an account on the Social Security website,
okay.
see your earnings history, and get personalized projections.
Oh, wow. So we can actually see how much we're likely to get based on our work history.
Yeah.
That's super helpful.
It is a valuable tool. And here's something else. When you start claiming, benefits will affect how much you get each month.
Right. I've heard about that. Delaying benefits can mean a bigger payout each month, right?
That's right. For every year, you delay claiming beyond your full retirement age,
right.
which is between 65 and 67, depending on when you were born,
yeah.
your benefits increase.
Okay. So there's a strategic aspect to deciding when to start taking those Social Security benefits.
No, it's not just automatic at a certain age. We actually have some control over it.
Exactly. It takes some thought and planning
yeah.
to really maximize your benefits. And it's something you might want to discuss with a financial advisor.
Okay.
Figure out the best strategy for you.
This has been so insightful. I feel like we've covered a ton in this part.
Yeah.
From tax benefits to those potential risks and Social Security.
It's a lot.
Before we wrap up part two and move on to the final part of our guide, what's one key takeaway you want our listeners to remember about this process?
I think the biggest takeaway is that retirement planning isn't a one-time event.
Right.
It's an ongoing journey.
Okay.
It's about constantly reviewing your savings goals, your investment strategy, your overall plan. This makes sure you stay on track and can adapt to those unexpected changes that life throws your way.
Great advice. It's a marathon, not a sprint. We need to pace ourselves, make adjustments as we go.
And celebrate those milestones along the way.
Exactly.
We'll be back with the final part of our retirement planning guide after a short break.
Sounds good.
So stay tuned. Welcome back to the final part of our retirement planning guide. We've covered so much already.
I know, right?
Different account types, those tax benefits and risks.
Yeah.
Even Social Security.
It's been a lot.
But now, I think it's time to get practical.
Okay, I like it.
Besides picking the right accounts, what are your top tips for, you know, making that money work harder for us as we head towards retirement?
Okay, well, one of the most effective, and we've touched on this a few times, is automation.
Automation, right. Yeah. Setting up those automatic contributions.
Exactly. It takes the thinking out of it. You're consistently putting money away no matter what's happening in your life.
So paying yourself first.
Exactly. And speaking of consistency, starting early is huge, too.
Oh, yeah. The earlier, the better. Mm-hmm. I remember that example you gave, investing $500 a month, starting at age 25.
Yeah.
Potentially $1 million by 65.
Exactly. The sooner you start, the more time your money has to grow, thanks to that compound interest.
It's amazing.
Even small amounts add up over time.
Okay. So automation, starting early.
Yeah.
Two big wins.
Absolutely.
What else can we do to really boost those savings and set ourselves up for a comfortable retirement?
Here's an interesting thought. We often talk about diversification in terms of investments.
Right, right.
Which is important, but you should also diversify your retirement accounts themselves.
I like that. What do you mean by diversify the accounts? Like, isn't one or two usually enough?
It depends really on your situation, your goals, how much risk you're comfortable with. But having a mix, say a 401k from work and a Roth IRA on the side, can give you a lot of flexibility and some unique tax advantages down the road.
So it's like having a diversified portfolio, but instead of just diversifying what's in one account, we're diversifying the types of accounts we have.
Exactly. You got it. Spreading your savings across different types of accounts can potentially lower your taxes in retirement, give you more control over your withdrawals, and even open up more investment options.
I love that. Adds a whole other layer to retirement planning. What other strategies should people keep in mind as they go through this?
Don't underestimate the power of reducing fees.
Oh, right. Yeah.
We talked about watching those fees from providers and funds.
Yeah.
But it's worth saying again, because even small fees can really add up over time.
It's death by a thousand cuts. Every penny counts.
It really does. And speaking of long-term factors, don't forget inflation. It's not going anywhere, so we need to make sure our savings are keeping pace.
Right. Or we're losing buying power.
Exactly.
So how do we combat inflation effectively?
Mm-hmm.
Make sure those savings aren't being eroded.
Investing in things that have historically outpaced inflation can help.
Yeah.
Stocks, for instance.
Yeah.
But do your research, understand the risks, make good choices for your situation.
So it's all about staying informed, being flexible, making smart decisions.
Exactly. Retirement planning isn't a one-size-fits-all thing. It's personal.
Right.
It takes careful thought, regular adjustments, and a good understanding of personal finance.
Absolutely. And we don't have to do it alone, right? There's so many resources available these days, financial advisors, online tools, even podcasts like this one.
Exactly. Upfront Trading is all about giving you the guidance and support you need to make this journey towards financial freedom.
Absolutely. Our retirement AI chatbot is a great example.
Yeah, it is.
It can really help people find answers to their specific questions, whether they're just starting out or closer to retirement.
Definitely.
So as we wrap up this exploration of retirement planning strategies, what's one final thought you want to leave everyone with?
It's not just about numbers and spreadsheets and accounts.
Okay.
It's about picturing the future you want.
Right.
And taking steps to make it happen.
It's about creating a life you love, even after you stop working.
Exactly. Having that financial freedom, peace of mind.
Yeah.
Being able to do the things you're passionate about without worrying about money.
That's it. So start planning today. Stay engaged with those investments. And remember, Upfront Trading is here to support you every step of the way.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into retirement planning.
It's been a pleasure. We'll be back soon with more insights and tips to help you navigate the world of personal finance. Until then, happy saving.
Happy saving.